WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Buckle up because we're diving headfirst into something crucial, your mental health. Now, before you groan and think, oh, here we go again with the self-care spiel, hear me out. This isn't about bubble baths and lavender candles, though. Hey, if that works for you, power to you. This is about recognizing that your mind is a powerful tool, just like any other muscle. And just like you wouldn't neglect your biceps at the gym, you shouldn't let your mental well-being get a dust. Think about it, life throws curveballs constantly. Deadlines, relationships, bills, traffic jams. It's enough to make anyone want to curl up in a ball and hide under the covers. But what if I told you there are strategies, simple yet effective strategies, that can help you navigate these storms with grace and resilience? That's exactly what we're tackling today, prioritizing your mental health and taking care of yourself like the amazing human being you are. First off, let's nail down the self-care thing. It's not a luxury, folks. It's a necessity. Think of it as preventative maintenance for your mind. Just like regular oil changes keep your car running smoothly, self-care keeps your mental engine humming along. Ever feel overwhelmed? Constantly on edge? You know that feeling when your brain feels like it's buzzing with static? That's your mental health screaming, hey, I need a break. Here are 5 golden nuggets to prioritize your mental well-being. Number 1. Mindfulness is your superpower. Seriously. Take a few minutes each day to just be present. Notice the sensation of your breath, the sounds around you, even the feeling of your feet on the ground. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind and creating space for calm amidst the chaos. Number 2. Move that body. Exercise isn't just about sculpted abs or running a marathon, although those are awesome too. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally lift your mood and reduce stress. A brisk walk in nature, a dance party in your living room, anything that gets you moving counts. Number 3. Fuel your mind with nourishing thoughts. Think of your mind like a garden. Would you plant weeds or beautiful flowers? Choose your thoughts wisely. Surround yourself with positivity, inspiring people, and uplifting content. Drowning in negativity is a surefire way to sabotage your mental health. Number 4. Connect with your tribe. Humans are social creatures by nature. Nurturing genuine connections with loved ones provides emotional support, laughter, and shared experiences that are essential for our well-being. Don't underestimate the power of a good conversation or a heartfelt hug. Number 5. Embrace the art of saying no. Learning to set boundaries is crucial for protecting your mental health. It's okay to decline requests, prioritize your needs, and say no to things that drain your energy. You can be kind without being a doormat. Remember, you deserve to protect your precious time and energy. Picture this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, your inbox is overflowing, and you feel that familiar knot of stress tightening in your chest. Instead of reaching for another cup of coffee, which might give you a temporary jolt but ultimately leave you feeling jittery, what if you took a few deep breaths, stepped away from your desk for a quick walk, and listened to an inspiring podcast? That's self-care in action. By prioritizing these small moments throughout your day, you're investing in your mental well-being and building resilience against the daily grind. Look, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup. When you prioritize your mental health, you unlock a whole new level of energy, focus, and joy. Remember, you're worth it. So, what's one small step you can take today to nurture your mental well-being? Maybe it's that mindful breathing exercise, a quick workout session, or connecting with a loved one. Share your ideas in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Remember, every little step counts. Stay strong, stay calm, and keep on shining. See you tomorrow for another dose of anti-anxiety wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.